we are using the van, particularly we find it useful for what I'll say on-the-go trips. And by that I mean if we're doing sightseeing and visiting and doing things as we drive, you know, stopping here, stopping there, having lunch even, as simple as that. I mean, everything is always with you. You got your clothes with you. You can really cover a lot of ground and not feel like you're rushing, because every night is a new place, right? I mean, we don't have to go back to the same campground every night. You could just go 100 miles down the road, a couple hundred miles, and stop at the next place.
Yeah, that's true. And trying to get into certain little spots and things probably a lot easier with the van.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty compact. Although we have been known to park the trailer in some interesting places for sightseeing. We've parked in downtown Columbus, Ohio, downtown Indianapolis, Indiana. Sometimes you just got to feed two or three parking meters, but you can make it work.
Nice. Very good. So you just had to add to your camping fleet, huh?
Right.
So how long have you been, interested in camping or traveling and all that? How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, about 16 or 17 years. My wife and I had only ever tent camped in the past, trunk camping, some people might call it. And then in the early 2000s, when my mom and dad were no longer able to travel with their trailer, we bought it from them.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Keeping the family.
Yeah. So we kept the Airstream trailer. That's the one we still have today, this 29-foot classic.
Mm-hmm.
And, got the same Wally Byam caravan numbers on there, the red numbers. So keeping it all in the family.
Very cool. How far did you have to drive to get to Jackson Center?
Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly, but probably 500-plus miles. We live in the southeast and, you know, drove basically straight up I-75 to get here.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, we toured around Ohio a little bit, state of Ohio, for a day or two.
Okay.
So, and I was trying to talk Colin and Brenda into going to some stock car races with us the other night at the Speedway, but it got rained out, darn it.
That's what he was saying, not about the Speedway, but about the weather there. Not too great this time of year, this time around.
Yeah, I'm sure some other people will have some comments about that. A lot of people have, it's all working out fine. We're all happy. I think everybody's having a great time, but yeah, the weather's been a challenge.
Yeah, that's true. So have they, despite the weather, have they had an open house? Have you been able to go look at other trailers?
You know, I don't know if there's an official open house at this event or not.
Okay.
I think unofficially people, you know, are checking people's trailers out, whether they're vintage or new.
Anything catching your eye to add to your fleet?
I think the answer to that is no, but my wife and I have talked recently that we need something small, perhaps maybe not even an Airstream, but oh, don't you blaspheme. We better keep it in an Airstream.
Yeah.
A vintage, very small vintage Airstream so we can tow it behind our 1966 El Camino.
Oh, well, there you go. Sound like you got marching orders.
We'll fit right in with the Tin Can Tourist crowd then.
That's right. So have you got to go on the factory tour?
We didn't go this time, but we have been in the past, yeah.
Okay.
We've always enjoyed it. Oh, my gosh, the factory is so much bigger now than it used to be, even. Just in the last 3 or 4 years, they've doubled their capacity, I think.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't been there in probably, my son's 13. So 13 years, probably.
Oh, yeah, you're due for another trip. I mean,
yeah.
I think the new factory, the new addition, if you will be online probably next year sometime.
Wow, that's awesome.
Don't know that for certain.
Well, I'm glad that they are needing to do that. I mean, we want to keep these trailers going for years and years to come, so that's great.
Yeah, you know, and so sometimes you look at the changes they've made and you think, well, why was that? But overall, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that they're still in business and, you know, we get to enjoy it and even get the used ones and still keep enjoying them.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to monopolize the conversation. Can I pass the headset over to somebody, another person that's here? He's one of the musicians.
Yes, sir. Nice talking with you.
Okay, thanks. This will be Phil coming up.
Phil.
Hello, this is Phil. How can I help you?
I guess you could play us a song.
I should have said Dr. Phil.